Good morning, 7:42 here on the mighty 690. Got 30 degrees right now in Coffeyville, and it is time for our chat with City Manager Mark Hall. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, good. Hey. Good morning, and it's always great to be here.
Absolutely. Well, before we get started, I wouldn't be doing my job if I asked you a couple questions, and I'm not asking you to comment on the situation as far as a personnel matter goes, because I know you can't do that with the former fire chief, but... just wanted briefly, if you could, and I'm going to ask you just as much as you're comfortable with sharing, if you could go into any of that dispute on overtime pay at all. I'm not trying to railroad you here, but I just wanted to, because we've had a lot of questions on it.
Yeah, that'll come at a later date.
Sure.
And the best way to describe it, that's not according to the state agreement.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything else that you'd like to share on that? I know it's...
In time,
yep.
Those will be explained. I know it's it is something that is, of course, always a concern of the community, out of respect. Of course, Kansas law that, you can't comment on personnel.
Yes.
And it is one of those that... there is, there's always the other half of the story, which you always hear. Yeah. It is something that the city will always comply with the state agreements, and that goes also with union contracts. So that'll be addressed at a later time, but it is coming in, and I know it's a concern of the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And the only other question I had on that was, just as far as the overtime pay, does that, I'm just trying to wrap my head around it, does that come from the state? Does the state provide some of that overtime money, or how does that exactly does
well,
that work?
We'll get into explaining that a later date, but the best way to describe that is our hazmat response is not to make money. That's not why we do it, and that's not why the state offers it. What the state does is, and this is, public knowledge, and share with that, is the state reimburses those that participate in the state program. There's an agreement. This is how the reimbursement works and reimbursement. What the state does is does not want a city to place having the hazmat program on the burden of the taxpayers. So what they do is if they respond, and you can imagine, why would you have a hazmat response if you're paying to respond to cities in other counties? And then going to the taxpayer and sitting there saying, well, you're paying for that. So the state does that. It's fair, but it's never was intended. The program's not intended to be profitable. If that was the case, then every city would have that. It is to sit there and make a city whole and sit there and say, for doing this, we want to reimburse you and furnish you equipment and furnish you training, but nobody, no taxpayer, and that's what is great about the program, no taxpayer in Coffeyville, property taxpayer in Coffeyville is put with that burden. And we, and like I say, we follow the state agreement, which is signed, and I believe the last one was in 2016. It originally started in 2006, but we'll get in more to that at a later time. But it is one of those, the city always follows the agreement, and we'll that issue will be coming.
Sure. But. And I just want to make sure, we were trying to get both sides of the story here, and I appreciate you talking on that.
It is one of those. That's, we just don't want to go into personnel issues, but the question is a fair question, and that is the state. And the state specifically puts out and says that this is how we reimburse you. And, the city, because of the great program, follows that to a T. And that is, like I said, it's with the whole idea, thank you for doing this. I believe, and I can't, there was a, 12 county, but there's, we'll just say a region that we are the only one. And we've had just a recent response. It was, I believe, north of Cherryvale. But like I said, it goes back to they set out, this is how you'll be paid. This is how we will reimburse you. The equipment, everything in the city follows that. And we do not intend to ever vary from that because it is such a great program.
Sure, absolutely. Well, appreciate you sharing some more details on that. Okay. And we do have the meeting coming up tonight, so let's get into that.
You bet. Tonight we have in the consent agenda, this is to set a public hearing. This is for consider a CDBG grant application from the Kansas Department of Commerce. And, of course, each time we seek a grant, that saves taxpayers money. And then, of course, the appropriations. And that's $1,848,000. And that is, like I said, there's some electric, some of these things. The majority of that in appropriations is, you know, think out of it, large amount of money moves, but the end result is not that much, not as much.
Yes.
And then, of course, citizen comments. We always welcome citizens to come to the meeting. It is one of those. We can only do better by hearing your voice. And then we go into public hearings, which we don't have. Old business, we don't have. New business, we do have a resolution 2315, and that's for the engineering master services agreement with Olson Inc. And what that is they're going to do an analysis of our electric utility station B North. And then the next for commission consideration is R2316, and that is the resolution to execution. Well, I'll just cut to it. It's basically our insurance.
Sure.
There's a lot of names in there, yeah. And you know how the dental, these things. The city analyzes that. We do go out, and there's kind of a bid process with the health providers. They put in looking at our insurance, looking at our history, this stuff, and give us a quote. As everybody's aware, insurance goes up. We had a good year, and we're holding that tight. And so this goes before the commission just to prove, after all those done, this will be the cost and pay for health care insurance for city employees.
Gotcha.
And then we have a resolution, the 2025 KDOT CCLP. Basically, that's just a road, and that's we submit to KDOT about what we want to do with future to our road system, and that's sent before them, includes engineering and these kind of things and cost estimates. And you know, KDOT has a lot of requests in this and is kind of limited certain things on, you know, highways, what can and can't be done. But KDOT's always leaning forward for the safety of Kansas roads. So that is just for the submission. And then, of course, we have comments from commissioners and staff, and that's basically it. Like I said, if you're want to attend the meeting, if you need assistance, if you go to the east side, go down the customer service ramp, go through the customer service door, turn to your left, and there's an elevator there, and if you'll take that up to the second floor, that's where the commission meeting is.
Good deal. Sounds okay. Good. And then let's see, on the Little Feaster Park, is that ready for the kids yet, or is it still finishing up a few things?
We're still in the process, okay. And more information. There'll be pictures, and this was kind of a miniature kickoff to our park system that we're going to rejuvenate over the next 10 years. And Little Feaster has, if you go to the stone shelter, we're in the process of putting in We've already set up in the polls, and I think you were out there and took pictures. We're getting the slides and that. It's a small area, but it is utilized a lot because of the stone shelter and the picnic table. So if you want to go by and see that during the construction and when it's finished, it'll have little spring features, kind of like the old window, but they'll be new. You'll have the swing set, and you'll have a merry-go-round. All this is updated equipment, and I like to say that some of the equipment I think Noah brought over.
Sure.
It is one of those, or dating back to Noah. It's one of those we plan on improving all the parks, and Sycamore is our first one. And you will start seeing as the weather warms up. I think the first thing you'll see is the placement of adult youth equipment. And this is workout fitness, and then you'll see playground feature, swing feature, all kinds of things, shelters and that, and they'll pop up throughout the year. And our goal is to have Sycamore Park completed by the end of 2023.
Good deal. Okay. All right, sir, I appreciate you coming on.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll be back with more here on KGGF.